For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
It's time! It's Vader time!
Welcome, everybody, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you with us once again. This is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, and future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in. It's after fun. It's the Wild Wild West of podcasts right here on WCW Retro on the VOCNation.com network, and which enjoy all our great programming right here on VOCNation.com. We have In the Room every Tuesday night. Wrestling with History every Wednesday, along with Shelly Martinez every Wednesday. Of course, WCW Wrestle every Thursday. Wrestling with Problems, Sassy Stuff, Briscoe and Big Ace, Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and all the great podcasts we got right here on VOCNation.com. Enjoy it. And for all the times and the scheduling to listen in to your favorite, or watch rather, your favorite VOCNation.com podcast, go to VOCNation.com for all the schedules and times and dates. And support us on ProWrestlingTees.com at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Buy your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt today, including WCW Retro and one of yours truly, Papa Stroh, the Four Faces of Stroh. Get yours now. And tonight's topic is going to be really special, and we're going to be discussing the career of my late wrestling brother, Big Van Vader. Looking forward to diving in, talking about some favorite Vader moments and memories through the years. If you got any favorite Vader moments and memories, call in anytime during tonight's live podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, the number is 914-338-1885. And before we get to the callers and get this party started with Vader time tonight, like a few announcements and plugs and shout-outs, if you will. First off, shout-outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment at mastersofringentertainment.com, Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling, the Maritimes in Canada. Find out what they're up to at their Facebook page, facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. Currently star as the Chief in the Dust Series. We'll be on set later on this year for Season 4, the Dust Series, and the catch-up on all three seasons of the Dust Series thus far. You can go to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/DustSeries, the USK series. I'm also currently on set for an upcoming film called The Devil's Daughter, which is a Harlequin origin story. It stars Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. And for more updates, how you can keep in touch with what's happening with upcoming film The Devil's Daughter, go to your Facebook page at facebook.com/RealDevil'sDaughters. I'll be on a horror movie coming out possibly at the end of this year called Stench of Iniquity. And for more updates on that film, go to facebook.com/stenchofiniquity, just like it sounds, no space. If you'd like to be a guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up. Shoot me an email, wcwretro@yahoo.com. Let's get you some exposure, if you will. And for bookings, for TV, wrestling, film, merch, autograph signings, Comic-Cons, conventions, interviews, charities, voiceover seminars, what have you. I do a lot these days, radio included. Hit me up, strofoya@yahoo.com, STRO4YA@yahoo.com. Let's talk business, if you will. As an update, tomorrow night at midnight Eastern Standard Time, my horror sci-fi show resumes at the Stroh Zone on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StrohTheMaestro. And tomorrow night's feature will be I Was a Teenage Werewolf, starring Michael Landon. So please tune in tomorrow night to the Stroh Zone. Dorothy will be there and the whole gang. Be a lot of fun. Yes. Lots of stuff happening right now with myself. This will be even my social media rundown. My official website, thestroh.com, for the latest on yours truly. Merchandise. You can check out all the Papa Stroh merchandise at thestroh.com/merchandise. Get your Papa Stroh merch today. I'm on Facebook at Stroh the Maestro, Instagram at Stroh Maestro, Twitter at @TheStroh, THESTRO. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StrohMaestro. And if you'd like to throw a donation my way, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc. And thanks for those who have already donated. If you'd like to donate to yours truly, send it to my PayPal, paypal.me/PapaStrohMaestro. So all together, that's paypal.me/PapaStrohMaestro. And thank you in advance for your support. And I'm also on Twitch. I'm working on doing some stuff on Twitch in the future, guys. But to check me out on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/RealPapaStrohMaestro. And with that, we'll be taking our first commercial break. And when we come back, we'll take our callers and talk Vader tonight on WCW Retro. Deleted commercial. Let us play some, shall we say, where should we go to? Oh, goodness. Midnight Express. And we'll leave that in the commercial, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Stick with us. Stay with us, folks.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stro here. And tonight is Vader night. We're discussing the career of Big Van Vader and what a career it was. Amazing. Amazing career. And I can't wait to talk to you guys more on Vader tonight. And Those that are listening, if you'd like to call in anytime during tonight's live WCW Retro podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Between the numbers, 914-338-1885. And let's get to the callers, shall we? First off, man, Professor Steve. Steve, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Awesome. Awesome. Great to have you here, man. Tonight's Vader night, man. I'm sure you got some great Vader moments you'd like to share.
Yeah, I was watching one of his All Japan matches with Misawa earlier. Like, I wish I watched before the show, but yeah, I was watching a title match he had on May 2nd, 1999 for the Triple Crown. And Vader was defending it, and Misawa was able to defeat Vader with the final elbow, and it was a pretty epic match. Like, Misawa was able to turn and suplex Vader, this huge guy, and Vader even did a tiger driver on Misawa. It was such a cool match. Like, Vader has, like, such an amazing career in Japan, like, facing Misawa and squashing Inoki after Inoki had that long winning streak. Just
what a career he had in Japan. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I remember watching a match with him and Liger where he actually leapfrogged over Liger doing a spot in the match. Yeah, it blew my mind. I was like, oh my god. But yeah, him and Liger, I mean, yeah, it was amazing I heard also in Japan that they had their own comic books named after him. Liger and Vader did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Oh, yeah, funny.
Go ahead.
So you mentioned Liger, and, like, I remember there's a funny moment where Liger must have, I saw on Reddit, Liger kicked Vader's helmet and angered Vader. It's just funny, like, that Liger would intentionally irritate Vader for a match.
Oh, gosh. It weren't hard to do back then. I remember watching him coming, making his entrances and, like, shoving people as he's coming to the ring. It was crazy. Pretty wild. We got a Skype caller, 111. Could be anybody's guess. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So let's see who it is. So 111, welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, Stro, how you doing?
Brian, welcome back, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing better. I didn't know at first if I was going to be able to call in tonight, and then after a bunch of chaos and everything with the doctors that scheduled the appointment, they couldn't get stuff right, and they waited till the day, like, they waited till, like, yesterday, the day before, to send information to my heart doctor, and they didn't know I had to be off my Coumadin for, like, 5 or 7 days prior. And so I've got an appointment scheduled now to just go to go and meet with the gastroenterologist doctor, talk with them, and then if they have to schedule a colonoscopy, they will. But my heart doctor's now cleared me to have that if they schedule it. But it was just a bunch of confusion and stuff. But
I'm glad you got all straightened out.
Yeah, I tell you. It was about to give me a nervous breakdown. I tell you, it was wow.
I can imagine. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Well, tonight's Vader night, Brian. I'm sure you got some cool Vader stories you'd like to share with us, or memories.
Oh yeah, two of my favorite Vader memories of all time was when he wrestled in WWF against Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam. Jim Cornette was the manager, of Shawn Michaels. It was for the WWF World Title. No, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Jim Cornette was manager of Vader.
Sorry. Right.
He was the manager of Vader.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
And it was for the WWF World Title. And that was a back and forth, just downright brawl. I mean, classic. It was one of the classic matches that Vader ever had in WWF. And then over in WCW, another memorable match I never will forget. Ric Flair put it all on the line. He put his career on the line. So Vader said, Vader, if I can't beat you at Super Brawl, then I will retire and I'll leave. And he was in tears.
Oh, that's right.
That
was Starcade.
Yeah. Starcade, that's what it was, yeah. And he had teeth busted out where Vader beat him up that match, and he was all bloody and everything where Flair was. And,
yes, I remember that.
And
oh,
then,
my God, yeah.
And then Flair pulled off an upset and beat Vader and regained his career, and that was incredible.
I think Vader one time was telling Rick to lay it in when he was punching him.
Yeah.
He said, hit me, lay it in, you know what I mean?
And another memory I have of Vader, I remember Vader and Sid Vicious when they were managed by Colonel Rob Parker, and they wrestled Dave Boy Smith, British Bulldog, and Sting. You know,
that was a great
tag match.
Absolutely.
And the other memory
Harley
I got
Race
of Vader,
Vader at the time. Harley Race managed Vader at that time, too.
Yeah, I remember that. And another memory I got of Vader is unrelated to wrestling. When he was on Boy Meets World, he guest starred on there, and he was one of the guys on there, his Danny. And I remember he got in the ring. I never will forget it. He got in the ring and grabbed Sean, the guy was playing, not Sean, Eric, the guy was playing Eric, and he grabbed him, picked him up in the air. And Mr. Feeney walks up to him and says, Leon, put him down now. And he said, what you going to do, Feeney? He said, okay, Curly, or something like that. He called him by his real name. He said, don't call me that. He said, then put him down. So he put him down, but that was just hilarious.
Oh, that's I remember that. Yeah, Boy Meets World, man. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, Steve and I were just talking about some of the great stuff he did in Japan.
I know that he was a legend over there in Japan, and he did a lot of different matches against a lot of those guys in Japan. But when it comes to names, I think Steve's better on that than me when it comes to Japanese guys. But, yeah, he did a lot of classic matches over in Japan, no doubt about it.
God, that headgear he used to come out to the ring with, man, that just blew my mind. The one that steam would come out.
And he had that big old black mask on with the horns. That was amazing. And it's kind of funny, though, if you think about it, Vader and Sting, they kind of got something in common because, it's Vader time. And then Sting would say, it's showtime, folks.
Well, in the ring, I thought they had great
pretty
chemistry.
Pretty interesting.
Sting and Vader did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They sure did. You remember they had the strap match, too. Remember that strap match they had?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you had the Doom match too. Remember the Doom, the Thunder of Doom or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
White Castle Doom.
Yeah.
White Castle. What
do
you had? Remember the
White
video
Castle
they had?
Doom.
Remember the video made about that with Sting going to the mountain to meet Vader?
Yeah, I remember that.
Clips of that earlier or the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't know WCW was like into cinematic wrestling that early, like. With the whole vignette wrestling stuff.
Yeah. That was pretty wild. For that time, like you said, that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when Jake and Sting had this Spin the Wheel Maker deal. They made like a whole cinematic scene about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, and you know, I think the only thing, and it's not a knock to Vader, it's a knock to the people that are, the storylines with Vader. I never did get the point of bringing in the guy that played Super Vader teaming up with Vader. I never did get the, you know, get the point of that, because Vader, I don't know, he just didn't fit with Super Vader.
Good question there. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I did enjoy the matches he had with Big Boss Man, Ray Trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are good too.
But he was
and,
called
and
Guardian
Ray
Angel,
Trailer,
I think, back then. Yeah, I think it was
yeah,
called Guardian Angel.
The Guardian Angel, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. Vampiro could have played that gimmick because he was a Guardian Angel in Mexico.
That's right. That's right. That'd have been cool. But I'm glad it became Vampiro.
And, and you know, another classic memory of Vader I have is when he showed up in TNA, Dusty Rhodes. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were a tag team. I think they called America's Most Wanted.
Well, we got a 516 area code calling in. Let's bring him to the party. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Well, you guys don't know who it is. It's your favorite Hulkamania, brother. It's you.
Oh, hi, Jesse. Welcome back, man. How you doing?
And Stro, I DM'd you, and I said, is it okay if I pay for the next show, brother? But you never got me back.
Pay for the next show? You don't have to pay for this show. You just call in.
No. I mean to do.
You know,
I mean for the topic of conversation and to be like.
Well,
he's
going to
do that. Schedule in advance.
Yeah. And also, you'll have to talk to the people at VOC Nation. You know, I don't run the show, man. I'm just like part of the spoke of the wheel.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay. I got you.
So
okay,
go to VOCNation.com and reach them and
so the,
you know, see what you guys can work out. You know.
So
yeah.
Reach out to the VO, so
Brady
the VONation.com.
Yeah.
I already got my answers.
Yeah.
I already got my answers taken, brother. But my favorite Vader moment has to be against Hulk Hogan. And, of course, Vader, my
Why
favorite show.
Surprise me?
One of my favorite shows. Boy Meets World, which I thought was the funniest thing. And
that
one
was.
Thing that the last... One thing that the last brother forgot to include in it was that he actually played Ethan Suplee's father. Ethan Suplee was a big guy, too,
right.
At the time.
Well,
so,
I did say that. I just didn't know. I knew they were the coolest stuff. And I forgot to include he wrestled Jay Roberts, too, on that show. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah! Now that you mention it, I forgot that.
Yeah.
But, thank you guys for having me on, man. You guys,
of course,
one of my favorite.
Anytime.
You guys are my favorite wrestling show. You know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Malcolm is my favorite caller of all time. Malcolm has.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in. He may call in a little in a few. So stick around.
Yeah, I'll be here, brother. Vader versus Hogan. Vader versus Hogan is my favorite Vader moment in wrestling. Like you said, like no surprise. If I could ask another question regarding something else, but whenever you guys get a chance.
No, that's fine. But I remember the Hogan Vader feud for the WCW title, which Vader was going around the country beating everybody up to get a shot at Hogan. They did a deal kind of like what the Hardys did when they were going around winning all those tag team championships on different independent promotions with TNA, Impact.
Uh, Yeah. Vader would always go there. You guys mentioned the New Japan Wrestling too. Aren't they like I have to bring you back to a Hulkamania question, but you could even ask a Vader question like this too. Like, there's a lot of wrestlers who said like Hogan is like limited. I haven't seen his Japan wrestling footage.
No, it's just like Vader, for example. I mean, the styles are just different. You know what I mean? When they go to Japan, they wrestle totally differently than they do in the States.
How do they wrestle out there? If you don't mind me asking, like, are we talking about like Rey Mysterio type shit?
Faster, harder style. There's like New Japan used to be really associated with strong style, heavy heart hitting. King's Road is like the All Japan style, and it's kind of more storytelling and longer matches. And like Inoki had a period where New Japan was very shoot style, strong style, and at a certain point, and he would kind of incorporate more MMA into it. Like he had Nagata face like legit fighters like Crow Cop and Fedor Emelianenko and others, but it's kind of evolved into, it's kind of meshed. I feel like a lot of the King's Road All Japan style kind of crossed over into American wrestling and internationally, because you got Eddie Kingston and AEW, huge Masala fan. Eddie Edwards from Impact. There's a lot of the current talent, current top talent, are like huge into Japanese wrestling. So it's definitely had a big influence.
We're being joined by Mr. Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, say hello to everybody.
How you doing, Papa Stro Maestro? And hello to all my friends on the line. Mr. Hollywood, WCW Retro of Papa Stro Maestro, the one and only.
Hey,
how's
Mr.
it going,
Hollywood?
Brother? Yeah, tonight we're talking Vader, man. You got any cool Vader memories and moments you want to share with us?
Oh, my God. Big Ben Vader. I'll tell you that dude. He was, oh, my God. He was a beast, man. I remember when he was the WCW World Heavyweight Champion. Oh, he was an undisputable WCW World Heavyweight Champion. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
all I can say is unbelievable.
Go ahead, man. Yeah, we just talked about some of the matches he had with Sting and different people there in WCW.
Hogan.
Hogan.
Oh, yeah, Hogan. Yep. Yeah, can't forget about Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah, thanks for the friendly reminder, Jesse, about the Hogan record. Yeah.
Hollywood Hogan. Yeah, I can't forget about
him. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say your moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Sting and they dancing was some drag outs. I tell you what, they had some serious battles. They really did. Sting and Vader.
Right.
Definitely one for the records. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, guys like him and Ron Simmons and Hogan, and he's competed with some of the best.
Oh, yeah. Flair, too. Stark in 93.
Rick Flair. Yep. Rick Flair, Big Boss Man, Ray Traylor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you guys hold Vader as, like, in the heavyweight title holders? Do you hold him, like, in high contention, or was he, like...
A legend.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for a guy to do what he did, it was just amazing. It's just amazing.
I think he could make any top 10 list, maybe top 5, because his legacy in Japan and elsewhere, and he's got world titles in New Japan, All Japan, WCW. So, I mean, he's legendary for sure.
He briefly tagged with another great big man in the wrestling history too, Bam Bam Bigelow, briefly.
Oh man, I forgot about him.
Yeah,
wow, that is, oh my god, oh my god, Vader and Bam Bam Bigelow.
What company was that in, Stro? I don't remember that.
Dick Japan actually. They teamed.
Oh wow,
yeah. Dick Japan.
I have to check that out.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah, he was tag team champion with Bam Bam in New Japan at one time.
Man.
Wow. Right.
Wow, that's amazing.
I would have liked to have seen Vader and Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Actually, hold on, Brian.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I think that actually did happen. That might have been a tag match
did?
Or something. I think it did because I remember hearing about it.
Wow.
Yeah. It might have been a tag match. It could have been Big Van Vader, Mike Awesome versus Samoa Joe and Dan Moss. And I think that was Jersey All Pro Wrestling in 2004 is what I just searched. It came up in my search. But I remember seeing clips of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is pretty cool. They got to meet at one point.
Hey, Stro, can I give a happy birthday out to, like, I saw your tweet, like, real quick to somebody?
Sure.
Off of your tweet. Yeah.
Sure.
Eric Bischoff, I think, Eric Bischoff, happy birthday, man. I think you're a genius, and I think you had the greatest idea in wrestling history with the NWO and turning
Hogan bad. I totally agree with you.
Happy birthday,
Eric Bischoff,
if you're listening.
Happy birthday, Eric. Yeah, I totally agree with you, man.
Happy birthday, E. Happy birthday, dear NWO. Happy birthday to E.
That song and dance. Okay.
Now, Jesse, if you go on YouTube and type in WSC Lounge, you'll hear the interview I did with Eric Bischoff a few years ago.
Wow!
I would love to see that. Can you send me the link on Jesse at Jesse Rican 1? Yeah. Or
I send on Twitter. You got Twitter, don't you?
Yeah. At Jesse Rican 1 is my Twitter.
Okay.
I talk to Stro all the time. Stro don't always answer back. He actually chooses to ignore me most of the time. But
no,
actually, I'm a very busy man, so I don't really answer too often anyway. I'm a pretty busy guy.
He's a farmer. He's busy.
Mr. Hollywood, I sent you the match. Good, you got it, dude.
Yeah!
Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you, my man. Thank you, brother. Thank
you,
brother.
But don't you guys agree that was the most? Well, no, I'm so, like, Eric actually had a couple genius ideas that he don't get credit for. Challenging Vince McMahon to a pay-per-view fight, knowing now. This might have been the ultimate troll move. Knowing that Vince is not going to show, but saying, don't buy the pay-per-view. So you as a fan is like, oh, my God, I got to buy the pay-per-view.
Like, true. Exactly. I agree with you. I agree with you, Eric Bischoff. I mean, no question, the greatest mind, NWO, which changed wrestling forever. NWO changed the wrestling game. It changed the game. The NWO did it. If it wasn't for the NWO, wrestling wouldn't be what it is today. So I totally agree with you.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to remember, the NWO originated over in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Not a lot of people mention that.
Say that again,
no, but we're talking about, like, change the game.
I was saying you got to remember over in New Japan Pro Wrestling is where the NWO first originated from. That's where the first... That was where the idea came from.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
He took inspiration from the angle after attending New Japan's Battle Formation show at the Tokyo Dome on April 29, 1996. Show was headlined by New Japan versus EWF, EWFI matches. It definitely was a stable in Japan originally. at some point in 96, but I was watching, I don't want to, you know, crap on what you were saying earlier, but Vader in a shoot interview with Hannibal said that Kevin Nash created the NWO. I don't know
what?
How true that is, because I've always heard Aaron, but Vader himself said it was Kevin. Yeah, I didn't know either.
Wow.
I don't think that's true. I don't even think it's true. Has Bischoff ever confirmed any? Because I thought, from the story I heard, is that, I mean, maybe the New Japan thing, he might have got inspiration from. Everybody gets inspiration from somewhere else. It doesn't mean that you don't glorify it to the American crowd.
Well, Kevin Nash is a very smart guy. I mean, it doesn't surprise me in the least that he would come up.
I'm saying, I get defensive on this, right?
I heard the story was
that,
car show commercial.
Wow. Ric Flair shopping the LA Knight in the ring.
Woo.
Curse
you. I heard the story was that that Bischoff was like, well, how can we put this over even bigger? And then we create Hogan as the third bad guy. That's all Bischoff's idea, right? So what? Even without
actually, it was Kevin Sullivan. Kevin Sullivan said in an interview that
are you guys trying to tell me Bischoff is not the genius I thought he was?
No. We're saying that NWO could have been taken from New Japan, or someone else could have helped, like, create it, basically.
And Jesse, the original third guy, was actually supposed to be Sting.
That story I do know.
Eric's talked about that, yeah.
Wow.
But
I still think Bischoff is better with Hogan.
I think that was the most impactful.
When the crowd starts booing Hogan and throwing all these trash in the ring just represents you guys, brother.
I remember that.
The greatest moment to tell it, this is the kid I used to look up to, and then I'm going to him as a bad guy.
I know, right?
Say your prayers.
Eat your vitamins. Say your prayers.
Bobby Heenan had it right all along, because he was the one that kept saying throughout the whole time, which side is he on?
Sure enough.
But
back when he first met Hogan in WWF.
even with that move, even though it was Ted Turner's company, for what was it, 87 weeks? What was it? How many weeks?
83
weeks, Eric Bischoff wasn't, and we know Ted Turner wasn't in charge of none of that. Eric Bischoff was in charge of 83 weeks of beating the monopoly in the world.
Brother, guess who was there? Yours truly.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I don't think you understand.
Wow.
What you mean?
I was there when all that went down.
The show was all that there. You know, he was with them. Wow.
No, but you guys are laughing that I say that he.
I've been to the CNN Center. I've been to Smyrna, Georgia. I've been to the power plant. I know the whole deal.
No, what I'm trying to say is you guys are laughing at that. I said Eric's a genius, though, you know. And for 83 weeks.
No. Well, I'm not denying that. No, not at all.
No.
And you got to think, going very bitch on NWO, you got to think, I saw in a wrestling magazine, and I saw this with my own eyes, it said WWE, and they were rated number two. WCW was rated number one. WCW, they were chilling the WWE in ratings.
They would kill it. I'm thinking about, think about it. Yeah, this man, yeah, The Rock, yeah, Stone Cold, but yet WCW was still number one in ratings because of the NWO.
Crazy. That's crazy. NWO, Goldberg Streak, and then Sting.
So, oh, my
and
God.
Also, you got to give credit
and,
to the
and the Cruiserweight Division. I'm sorry, the Cruiserweight Division.
Yeah.
Because the Cruiserweight Division was in the division.
Can you imagine this? Let's put the Cruiserweight Division to bed for now. But can you imagine if Vader would have stuck around and the NWO formed?
Oh, my God. Oh,
can you
my
imagine
God.
That would have been crazy.
Would have become
oh, my
a
God.
Part of the NWO.
Oh, my God. That would have been, oh, my God. That would have been too much. Oh, my God. That
oh,
would have been too much.
I just can't imagine.
I can imagine
Vader
in an NWO scene. NWO Vader.
Yeah.
NWO.
That would have been awesome. The NWO Invasion. Well, I think the best about the NWO Invasions was, like, we didn't expect them to come. my favorite moment of the Monday. My favorite moment of the Monday Night Wars, though. Rick Rude, on two programs at the same time.
Wow.
You know. So, I just want to say one thing really quickly.
Similar recently.
One of
yeah,
my.
Yeah, rest in peace.
This is one of my all time. This is even beating David Arquette winning the world title. This is beating
wow.
Hornswoggle.
Oh, my God. That's so hard.
This is the worst moment in wrestling history, in my opinion, is when Impact got on TV and said, they are coming. And everybody thought it was NXT or everybody else. And everybody was so excited. I was so excited, Jeff to the moon. And then they had it, and they come out there, and Jeff Hardy and Hulk Hogan and Jeff Jarrett Bischoff. I thought, what in the heck is this? I thought, what in the world?
Wow.
But anyway, I don't say no more.
One thing about Stroh, you gotta remind these guys that I'm the biggest Hulkamaniac. One thing about Hulkamania, whenever you think Hulk Hogan is dead, he rises from the ashes. like
The Undertaker. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But he does it on personal life. he got taken away from the Hall of Fame because a public scandal that happened. And the crowd disliked it so much that they had to reinvent them back into the Hall of Fame. Like, this is the Hulkster. This is the Hulkster
wow.
that came back. This is the Hulkster,
wow.
man. Like, this is the,
wow.
like, I don't think people know how strong Hogan's fan bases are. It goes beyond,
wow.
like, you know.
Did Hogan and Vader wrestle? Hogan and Vader?
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
They even wrestled on Baywatch with David Hasselhoff, crying loud.
Yeah.
Maybe
it
was on Baywatch?
Well, I know he was on Thunder in Paradise. They did a beach scene with Hogan and the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thing with the bad guys, Thunder in Paradise gets Hogan.
Vader had a lot of sunblock on, that's for sure.
Yeah, man. Do you guys think Hogan could have lasted the ECW style of wrestling? Probably.
No, I think he would have had to retire in about 3 days.
Wow.
Well, let me put you like this. I saw a 6-man tag one time, and Chris Benoit went to chop Hogan. You know what Hogan did? He tagged out this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think Hogan would possibly work if he was a heel. If he was a villain, like NWO Hollywood type Hogan. Because that was more adult friendly and cooler than the red and yellow.
Well, look, I mean, at least for my lifetime, I think Hogan had the three biggest impacts in wrestling in my career. I mean, in my lifetime watching professional sports, Hogan, being Hogan's, and you take your vitamin, and then
in the back
and going
the
back for them.
Man, I've been getting screwed over again.
He was a good kid. He was a good guy. And then
he's still going.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Now, Jesse, I do got to tell you this. I bet you didn't know. Now, you will never see Hogan appear on AEW because he's banned from AEW.
Oh, boy. What? He's banned?
I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm done.
What?
He's banned.
Wow. He's banned?
Tony Khan publicly said he was banned.
Yeah, he's banned because of what happened years ago with the whole thing.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, boy. That's AEW love right there.
Those
third trip. So go back to Hogan and Vader. What did you think of that feud, Jesse?
I love the fight. I love every Hogan fight. Super Bowl 3, right? If I'm not mistaken. If I don't like it. I don't know much, but it's Hogan. I watch every Hogan fight.
Well, why don't we switch gears here and talk about the more controversial Vader moments? Like, for example, when they were overseas, he was overseas with Taker and almost got in trouble with a certain country.
Quite.
Yeah. And the whole time, Taker's just sitting there stoically, not even moving, no facial expression or nothing with his shades on.
No spell. Vader's
grabbing the reporter guy.
Yeah. I don't know the story. Yeah.
They were promoting, WWE in Kuwait, and, the interview probably didn't know what was up, but, Vader was coming after him. And, I guess Vader didn't like how this reporter was asking questions, how he was asking the questions or he pulled him by the tie and was, cursed him on TV, which is a big no-no over there. And, he got stuck in Kuwait for 2 weeks, I heard. Because, they were, doing some sort of religious holiday over there, and, the courts were, closed. So he was, stuck in Kuwait for a short time.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if they do a AEW biography, they've been doing it on Vader? I would love to see that story.
That still could happen.
You mean A&E, not AEW?
A&E.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me teasing. So that was what are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the A&E biographies.
A&E.
No, the A&E biographies. Yeah. I meant the A&E biographies.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Another feud that Vader had was with Yokozuna. You guys remember that one?
Man.
That was the one where he attacked Yoko, and Yoko had to be carried off in the forklift.
I gotta go watch that because I don't think I saw it.
I can't think of Vader match. I know I love him. I know he's a legend.
They have matched many sticks.
Yeah, I can't think of the legendary moments off the top of my head.
He has a good match with Bret Hart too in WWE.
Oh, nice.
I gotta watch it again.
Yokozuna?
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Oh, okay.
I think they had one in 96 Raw. Among others, probably.
Could you have imagined Vader and Goldberg?
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine if
yeah,
honestly, the way they were pushing Goldberg at the time, I would imagine it something similar to like Goldberg and Ming, where Vader gets the best of him for like 4 minutes, and then Goldberg just hits him with the spear and the jackhammer.
I guess we'll never know.
No, but I'm saying, would you guys imagine the same thing?
I don't know. Vader was a hard hitter, man.
I could see Goldberg winning, but it'd be pretty close, yeah.
What would Vader have a face on ECW?
No, I think Vader was WWE. Like ECW couldn't afford Vader because,
right.
I mean, Vader would probably work there, but he didn't need work for them. He had WWE.
No, I know him and Sid Vicious were a team at one time.
Oh yeah, with the Colonel Robert Parker.
Yeah, and they were involved. And before Vader started team with Sid, you know, Sid Vicious and Colonel Robert Parker, they were in the Shockmaster debut, if you recall.
Oh yeah. Tugboat.
Yeah, Uncle Fred, baby.
have you ever thought about having him on the show?
I'd love to have Fred on the show. You kidding? That'd be amazing.
What was that, Tugboat? Tugboat?
And you know, I didn't even know until Dusty passed that he was related to Dusty Rhodes. I never knew that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what topic I would love for you to. I don't know if you guys have done it already. Like, if the panel watches the movie The Wrestler, and gets like a real wrestler to review that, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good. That'd be a good YouTube clip for sure. I think because I don't know if I ever asked him about The Wrestler.
Like one of those reaction videos or something. Yeah.
Make a review. Yeah.
Like a reaction. Oh my. Yo, Stro, if you ever do that, can I please be on it? And I promise I won't make it 3 hours and 30 minutes.
I'll keep you informed.
you know, the weird thing about YouTube, you can't even go live unless you have certain amount of subscribers on there.
Right.
No, I thought you could go live on there, like, in general.
I've only got
50 subscribers, won't let me go live.
You can't go monetize. Well, you don't have to do a live video. You could just do a regular video.
Oh, I know that.
You just can't get monetized.
You have to get a certain amount of people to get monetized.
By the way, the people listening tonight, Jesse Rican versus Big Mac just dropped on YouTube. That's mean battle rapping.
I was going to say about the wrestler.
I thought you were talking about battling the Big Mac.
Can I get a word in?
What happened?
Ric Flair and Roddy Piper were talking about the wrestler during the interview, and Ric Flair had a very funny comments on it about how they focused on the dad and daughter, but there's no mom to give the dad grief to cause a rift, and Piper was like, "That's your movie, Rick."
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I love the wife swap thing they had where Rick was like in disguise as grocery store with Piper's wife, and he kept complaining, said, "I don't like ham."
Yeah, I like that episode.
Oh man, that was great. Oh man,
what do you guys think about Jim Cornette, man?
I love his podcast.
He's great.
You're talking to somebody that works with him.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Love Jimmy.
If you work with him, man, can you tell Jim I'm a big fan?
Sure.
He's on Twitter, by the way. You just got to be careful what you tell him.
Yeah.
No,
he'll,
probably, you know.
What if you tell him probably the topic of his next podcast?
Oh, no, but he doesn't like the Hulkamaniac, right? See, and that's something where
he doesn't like a lot of people.
And that's something where me and Cornan.
He's not bad as Ole Anderson, but.
And there's something where me, there's something where me and the Cornman have to disagree on, brother. Because Jesse Regan has always been Jesse Regan because of the Hulkamania, brother. And I don't know, like Cornette, I guess.
No, you never know.
Like
Cornette and Brian are probably have you on the next podcast, man.
Robin?
Yeah.
What was the statement?
I was saying, I don't think he really cares either way about Hogan. It's just you can't bring up some of the AEW guys and put them on the line on KMA or Young Bucks.
No, but I've kind of heard him bury Hogan without burying Hogan, and it was like come on, all right, for instance,
he doesn't give Hogan creative control.
For instance, but Stro gets mad at me for the same time for always making it a Hogan conversation. But Hogan Rock, when has it ever been?
I don't get mad. Come on.
When has it ever been that Hogan? When has a bad person ever got cheered that much?
I don't know.
Razor Ramon, Ric Flair. Requirement
to
the
blues,
everybody's
blue
with him.
No, Hogan versus Rock. No, I'm talking about Rock. Hogan Rock. Hogan was supposed to be the heel. Rock was supposed to be the good guy, right? And it was die Rocky die chance. Rocky.
That
was the first time I think it happened.
Oh no,
no?
That's happened many times before. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. But I mean, it was a big deal for sure. It was a historical moment.
That was a big moment.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happened one time, during Benoit and Sting. I think it was a Nitro one time, and Sting was supposed to be the villain and Benoit the other, right? But the crowd reaction, they couldn't boo Sting to save their life. They were cheering him, and finally they stopped in the middle of the ring, looked at each other, and did a total role reversal. It was amazing.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Jake the Snake Roberts, when he was about to feud with Hogan, they dropped it right away because Jake was getting the DDT chance.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
He told a story on one of his snake pits. He had Hogan as a guest, and he attacked Hogan, dropped him with the DDT, and he was expecting some heat as far as reaction goes, and the people were chanting his name. It's like, oh, this ain't going to work out.
Okay, I didn't know that either. But on this magnitude where Rock was supposed to be that, like, that huge of a megastar, like, to hear him get, you even see in his face, like, you know, like, I don't think it's ever happened on that magnitude of a level. Even though you guys just proved me wrong that it has happened, so I retract my statement that it has happened.
But it was historical moments, though. I mean, that was with The Rock and Hogan.
That's what I mean. On that magnitude, I don't think it's happened.
So, back to Vader.
I keep leaving Vader calling.
Is the other moments that we haven't discussed yet on Vader you'd like to share?
Oh, Stan Hansen.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man. I'm sorry, man. The Vader moments. I remember him as a WCW title holder. I remember him as a great wrestler. I remember him versus Hogan. I remember him on Boy Meets World. And it shames me to say this as a wrestling fan. There's no other really big moments that stand out for me on Vader. I feel embarrassed for even saying that.
Just listen to the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look him up. Just look up his WCW and WWE stuff, and then his Japan stuff is legendary because Vader persona was Vader persona was a New Japan creation, and it was kind of like the monster to kind of defeat Inoki. And you know, originally I heard that the Vader persona was going to be a Jim Hellwig that was going to be offered to him, but Vader took it. Leon White took it, so Warrior. It's pretty interesting.
Nice. I was going to say, too, we haven't talked about Vader's feud with Cactus Jack. That was really cool.
Yeah. WCW 93, I believe. I was listening to a review of the match, and it seemed like the rules were kind of not defined well, but I remember watching it and really enjoying it because, just how crazy Cactus Jack was and how much of a threat Vader is. And Harley Race got DDT on the stage after, and it looked like a really brutal DDT too on that stage, and Harley's tough, even though he's in his up in advanced age. Yeah.
And Cactus Jack, Jesse, we're talking about Mick Foley, the earlier days.
Whoa, hold on. I thought you were talking about Mickey Love. You guys don't think I know about my wrestling history, bro?
Just wanted to be sure.
You know, Vader versus Cactus Jack in Germany is where Mick lost that year.
Right.
That was a pretty big moment. Like, he, got caught in the ropes, and the referee had to grab the ear, and they, still continued the match anyway. Finished the match after.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And Vader losing his eye in the match with Hansen. Remember that?
Right. It was, balding out. Somehow he's able to continue. It's funny how they remained friends for many years, and Vader and Dexter's fan. I still think, I know it's a dead horse. Didn't mean to make the pun about it, but I thought Vader should have been in the Hall of Fame before he passed. But that speech he gave for Stan Hansen was pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah. I'm really surprised he hasn't been inducted yet.
I think Jesse's making an order.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We're here. We're alive. We're on the air. We promise.
I can hear your conversations there.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Sorry,
hey, Brian.
I mute myself sometimes.
Brian, you still there, my man?
No, I went to mute it. I'm so sorry that I didn't.
No, it's all right.
Brian, are you still there, my man? Is Brian there? I know he's. I still see him out there. I'm not sure if he's still. He may be on mute. I'm not sure.
If they're in there,
Well, Brian, if you're here, come back. We're still here.
You make
ground control
yes.
to me.
Okay, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, we missed you, Brian.
The old man's bow and everything. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
Yes.
We missed
Brian,
you, man. Glad you're back.
Brian.
All right, thank you.
I know we were talking about Vader. I know we're not allowed to really talk about anything, but we
We did talk about Mick
Foley.
Well,
we have been, so it's all
right?
Good.
Yeah. All right. No, so we talked about Mick Foley a little bit, right? And my biggest thing with Mick Foley, too, is like the I quit match with the Rock. And just when he had his hands handcuffed to him, I could never picture Mick Foley saying, I quit. And it was just a beautiful way that WWF played it at the time when they put that. He said, I would never utter the words, I quit. And then they tape recorded, I quit, I quit. I thought that was so dope, too.
What a match that was.
Yeah.
You guys know what match I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that one. I thought that was such a creative way for WWF to let him like still stand up without saying I quit, you know.
Well, those shots were pretty brutal that at the Rock.
Yeah,
right on
I'm pretty sure Foley doesn't like. Foley,
did you guys ever
like
see
one,
that documentary?
That's one match
the Beyond
Foley
the Mat?
Like talking about. Yeah, well, I've seen it.
Yeah, well, he hates talking about that one. He hates talking about the Undertaker. So, but why do those things if you hate talking about it? Because that's what makes you legendary.
No.
That's what
he
I don't
doesn't
get.
Hate
talk- yeah.
No, he doesn't hate. No, he doesn't hate talking about the Stone match. It's just he talked about it a lot after I've seen him talk about it in person. But it's because he gets asked a lot about it. But no, the match he doesn't like was the one with the Rock where he's handcuffed.
Why does he hate talking about that one?
Why don't you go listen to him talk about it? It's been talked about before. Like, it's just because it was a brutal match, bro. Like, probably because he got concussed or something. I don't know.
His child witnessed him getting hammered in the head over and over with a steel chair.
It was a brutal match. It's like an uncomfortable memory, maybe.
Mhm. I mean, you would totally cringe
for a hardcore match.
You know what I mean? When you see the match, you'll know what we're talking about. It was you would cringe with each chair shot. I mean, it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
No, I remember seeing it from Beyond the Mat, but that's what makes him legendary. He's like taking those.
You'll have to not just see the footage Beyond the Mat, actually the match itself, because he threw quite a few chair shots. There weren't just one or two. It was, we're talking 10 and more. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm sorry I got you guys upset. It's just
No, not upset. No, it was just, you know, we just kind of reiterating how Mick felt when talking about it, you know.
Right.
It was pretty brutal. Yeah.
But, all right, yeah, I'll leave it alone.
No, I mean, I've met Mick several times and been to his shows, and he doesn't talk about that one that much. Like, he'll talk about the Cell match, he'll talk about Japan. The death matches are pretty brutal, but it's just like, I was just reiterating what I heard about what he thought about it. But Brian, you were going to say something?
Yeah, what you got, Brian?
I was just going to say, I'm going to have to go soon because I got to get up pretty early tomorrow to get prepared for the show. The WSC Lounge has got a show tomorrow.
Oh, that goes good, man.
Plug it really
quickly. Go for
quickly. It. I'm going to have actress Joyce Guy will be on the show. She plays Phyllis Caulfield on General Hospital. She also played on Sunset Beach. And for all you fans out there, Tim Allen, who watched the Santa Claus, she actually played the principal in the Santa Claus movie. She played Principal Compton in the Santa Claus movie. So
okay.
He will be on the show tomorrow at Grace is Sufficient is my Instagram handle. She'll be on there on Instagram Live. You can tune in at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time to the WSC Lounge for that great interview tomorrow at that time. So hope you all tune in. And as always, you can go and watch WSC Lounge shows on the WSC Lounge YouTube channel. And there may be some shows that I found the other day that have not been put on the YouTube channel that may be put on the YouTube channel in the future with some different wrestlers and other personalities that I think you all enjoy. And you can go and like the WSC Lounge YouTube page on Facebook, and that's about it. And I just continue to keep me in your prayers. I go next Wednesday for my heart checkup with a heart doctor, and I think that's pretty much it. And hope you all take care. Have a good night, and it was fun being on tonight. Thank you so much, as always, for having me on Papa Stroh. And I hope you all have a great rest of the week. And
always a pleasure, brother. Keep us informed how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I sure will. And y'all take care.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, you too. Happy Memorial Day to you too.
Thank you. God bless you, man.
Okay. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
That was Brian from WSC Lounge, man. Awesome dude, man. Always a pleasure having him. Yeah. Great stuff. Well, it's a nice topic of conversation tonight. It was a good time. We had a few detours. And we had just a few detours, and we came back. We kicked out quite a few times. But it was all good. Is there anything coming up you guys want to plug? If so, please plug away, man. The floor is yours.
Can I go?
Whoever wants to go.
Yeah. Well, at Jesse Rican 1, my battle just dropped. Jesse Rican versus Big Mac. Please watch it. I'm a battle rapper sometimes on my hobby. Freaking, tell me what you guys like. I would like a legit response. Sure, if I could send it to you personally, I would love you to watch it. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah, where can people watch your battle rap?
It's at on YouTube. Just watch Jesse Rican versus Big Mac. It's on the Homegrown BTCT channel.
Nice.
It just dropped right now today. So I would love my fellow wrestling fans to enjoy it. You can catch me at Jesse Rican 1. I used to do a battle rap podcast that had over 3 million views. Battle Rap
nice.
Arena. But, you know, we got to start from scratch, you know, every once in a while. Like these wrestlers, I think that's why I relate to some of these wrestlers sometimes, because, like, they've had these big matches and they go back from scratch. That's kind of what I'm doing. So, but if I got the support from you, Stroh, and everything, and if I could send you the site, maybe you could help it get some views.
Yeah, I'll check it out, sure.
All right, thank you so much.
My pleasure, man. Steve, you got anything you'd like to plug, man?
Yeah, you can reach me at Star Steve on Twitter, and just looking forward to Double or Nothing on Sunday.
That's
third
right.
On AEW.
That should be
and
good.
And then, definitely. I'd like to see Miro versus Lance Archer, if that's on there. That should be really good. I like Lance Archer, and that'd be a good heavyweight fight there for the TNT.
Right.
And then New Japan, kind of been crazy lately. Will Ospreay, like, vacated the title due to injury. And after 6 weeks, I think, and Okada could be challenging for it at some point for the vacated title. And the next big New Japan show, I think, is Dominion on June 6th. So interesting events to exciting wrestling events to come for sure. I'm kind of hoping Minoru Suzuki challenges for it. Maybe Suzuki versus Okada with the short Suzuki reign, but we'll see what happens. Chaotic but interesting times in New Japan right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, exciting stuff coming up for sure. Well,
yeah.
I just want to say thank you guys. All you guys make the show, as always. Thank you for being here, and please come back anytime. Thank you, listeners, that are listening in. Be sure to catch archives of tonight's show. Just go to VOCNation.com and look for WCW Retro with the entitlement Vader Time on it. And Memorial Day, this weekend's coming up. Hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. And next Thursday, go ahead, Steve.
Sorry, I forgot to mention, I met Vader at a show in 2014 at a high school event. I didn't talk to him too much, but it was pretty cool getting a phone with the Vader, like, legend like him. So I wanted to mention that before we wrap up.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That's really awesome. And it's been a great night. And next week, special treat for you guys. The topic of discussion will be the career of the one and only Hulk Hogan. So bring your Hulk Hogan A game next week. Your favorite moments and memories of the immortal Hulk Hogan, right? We'll be talking about right here on WCW Retro. And with that, thank you guys for listening. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday. And we'll leave out with for some Vader. Why not? See you next week.